Hi, my name is James Kellogg. By day, I work for a television network, and by night and weekends, I'm involved with independent filmmaking and art. And obviously, you know, growing up in the world of Terminator and all the sci-fi films, Lawnmower Man, you know, I got exposed, as many others, to virtual reality. And at that point in time, of course, it was just a dream. And then we had that surge at one point when VR first came out, where it was such a bad experience that I don't think anyone ever thought it would come back as it has come now. My interest lies, while I do have an HTC Vive and am involved as, to explore VR with gaming and so on, my interest primarily started with augmented reality. And I had this idea to take my art and create augmented reality experiences with the art. And this happened about 3 years ago, and I think I was one of the first artists in Munich to do this, where if you look at my art, you download an augmented reality-enabled app, the art gets transformed into an animated art. That really was what kicked off my interest in this, and then I started in my business world. I'm involved with advertising and marketing, and I started looking at the opportunity to enable movie posters and billboards and magazine ads to be augmented reality enabled, where you have a hologram come out or a big monster three stories high come out or whatever. And it started making me think a lot about how we need to create a model to be able to sell and deliver advertising in the augmented and virtual reality space. And there's been no definition of that yet. So I'm very intrigued by this whole thing. It's diving me into it, not only from the creative side, but also from the business side, and seeing a real potential market. If you think about education, if you think about building communities, I'm not saying just VR by itself. I think it's this mixed reality. It's the combination of these different things, because it's different strokes for different folks. You know, like some people don't want to wear a headset. Other people want to have a more combined experience, which augmented reality enables. So I don't think there's a one-shoe-fits-all thing. I think it's going to really depend on the type of people. But regardless, these technologies as a whole can really be used in a positive way. We learn faster by listening and visually seeing things and using our hands to replicate things. So you're basically, with VR in particular, you're engaging all your senses. So I can imagine, from a learning perspective, learning languages, learning how to do things physically, learning how to repair cars, this could be incredibly helpful for people. And then if you combine this, which people aren't really talking about yet, but I'm also, in my daytime job, I work with big data and having to learn things about artificial intelligence and, you know, computers actually sorting through that data, helping humans to look at patterns and relationships. Well, imagine combining the big data with your virtual reality experience, where you're and using gaming technology or whatever, and you're actually interacting with other people and with avatars that are computer generated, but you're learning from them and they're learning from you. You're having conversations with avatar bots, and they're taking your physical data and your verbal data and whatever other data you provided them and responding to it. So it kind of blows your mind.
So, and your personal experience worthwhile to develop new kind of applications in the business world?
Yeah. I think as a human, I mean, okay, you think this stuff's going to replace whatever, but when you're looking at it from an active perspective as a business person or as an artist, you're thinking, well, how can I create something that people in the world would like to have, and how can I benefit from them? So I think, had I just been a gamer, had I just been someone who's on the receiving end, it would be nothing to talk about. But I'm thinking more on the creator end. As a creator, it's really opening up opportunities. Like, just for an example, really quickly, many of you have probably been exposed on YouTube with this new Google product called Tilt Brush. When you try it as an artist, you put yourself into a holographic, like the Star Trek remember the holodeck? It's very much like that. You stick yourself into it, and all of a sudden you have an environment around you that you can walk around. You have a brush, a paintbrush that you're using with your joystick that can be manipulated into different kinds of brushes. And you're literally just waving your hands, making stroke notations with your hands, and you're creating and assembling art. Yeah, it's mind blowing. It's like, and it doesn't cost anything. It's not like I have to spend a lot of money on paint or brushes or marble. I'm creating sculptures, I'm creating whatever, and then I can erase it if I want to and start all over. And then later I can share that with other people, and it costs nothing. So as an independent creator, you basically can take this away. You know, eventually I'm sure they'll have apps for filmmaking. I have no idea, but imagine having a virtual stage where I can set up my lights at certain angles, and I can, you know, have like almost like a virtual directing role and have avatar characters or maybe even human characters that are scanned and put into my scene. The independence of being able to create stuff just goes up. It goes up quite a bit. And yes, there's an initial cost with the equipment, but after that it's repeatable. It's not, you don't have to remake the equipment. You have it and you can use it, and you can use real people, or if you can't afford the real people, you can use artificial people.
Thank you for your insight. I really appreciate that.
Sure, my pleasure, and hope you have a good